Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? I'll tell you one thing it means. I'm back. I was gone yesterday. Talk about it after the break if you want, but it's one of those days. But I'm back here today, and we have a lot to talk about, including tonight's AEW Dynamite. We got 8 things announced for the show, 7 things. We'll talk about that. It is the Continental Classic, Gold League, and Blue League matches, and more. That includes Will Ospreay and Darby Allin and Shelton Benjamin and the Beast Mortos. Is Beast finally going to get a big win? Well, we'll find out tonight. So we'll talk about that. We got Ring of Honor Final Battle coming up on Friday. We had NXT last night. And last night, they actually taped 2 episodes of NXT. They did the live show and then a taped show. And they've got another taped show coming up on Thursday. So on Thursday, all of NXT through the end of the year is going to be all wrapped up. And, well, I'm not going to do spoilers, but I did... It's one of those nights where before I watched NXT, I had a lot of people telling me, oh man, wait till you see this Javon segment. And I was like, oh man. Of course. What do they do now? Everyone's like presuming I'm going to be infuriated. I actually didn't mind it at all. And I'll tell you why. So we'll talk about that show and then all of the rest of the news from the last couple of days, including Tony Khan's media call promoting the Final Battle show, the return of Logan Paul, ratings, and plenty more. Kevin Owens, champion of the Winged Eagle, and he is so proud, as he should be. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 25% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
And the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And yes, I am back.
Don't do it. Don't fight that battle. Don't die.
I'm not even starting on that. Okay. Don't tell me what I'm starting with. How dare you?
I'm telling you what
I was supposed to do a meeting yesterday right when this show started. You know what happened?
Here we go.
Nothing happened. I waited and I waited and I waited and I emailed and I texted and I waited. I waited all the way through the show. I could have done the show yesterday. And then I waited and I waited. 6:30 Eastern, I finally get an email. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, well, we're going to try again tomorrow, but I made it abundantly clear. I'm out of here at 11:55 Pacific because I got a show to do. So I hear you held down the fort fairly well yesterday. I was actually listening to a lot of it. I heard what you said. Hello?
Yeah?
What's going on with my headphones now?
I don't know. It's those Sonys you got there.
That was weird. They're brand new. I'm not going to get into the Tony Storm thing from yesterday.
No, wait, no. I was looking in the Twitch chat before we started here, and apparently...
No, don't.
You're going...
Why are you trying to go down this road? I'm not going down this road.
Well, I'm just pointing out to you that Chelsea Green is...
Oh, God.
Is big on social media, and you are playing right into the trap by falling into what these people want you to be about.
Moving on. In a new investigative piece out Wednesday, former ESPN senior VP of production and current WWE head of media and production, Lee Fitting, was fired by his former employer after being accused of years of misconduct behind the scenes, which included both sexually suggestive comments and objectifying comments towards women. WWE, owned by TKO, did not provide a comment to The Athletic / New York Times. Fitting was hired by WWE in January. After being fired by ESPN Disney late August 2023, had been working for over 25 years, headed up the popular College Game Day show. complaint was made to ESPN's HR department regarding fitting, which led to a further investigation. He was fired shortly thereafter. Three spokesperson, the 49-year-old, denied some of the allegations to the media outlet while not addressing others. He also declined to comment on the broader characterization of him as someone who mistreated women during his tenure at ESPN or why he was let go by the network. Outlet spoke to more than 20 women, six of which were talked to as part of the investigation. Among the accusations, in 2012, while around employees, he commented on a non-employee's ability to chug beer, opine she would be good at oral sex. He denied this happening. 2014, he offered up his lap for a woman to sit after there were no remaining chairs in a production meeting. He denied this happening. He sent a text to a female employee in 2018 that read, quote, "You look hot." Apparently that one was not denied. He made jokes about performing bed checks and jokingly in quotations, asked a female staffer for her hotel room number. He denied this happening. He discussed and bragged about he and his wife's sex life. Apparently that was not denied. Quote, "When he saw a woman in an outfit he liked, he let her know, sometimes in ways women and other employees found crude and or humiliating." And around 2017, an employee asked to meet with fitting in New York City to discuss opportunities. She claimed he asked if he should go get a hotel room for the night, which she interpreted as a room for the two of them. He said she misinterpreted the claim and that he was asking if he should get a conference room. To the allegations of him commenting on women's looks, hairstyles, outfits, his spokesperson, Lee Finning has a spokesperson, said, quote, "It was his job to provide feedback to male and female on-air talent regarding their appearance and on-air delivery. Things began to turn against him in 2023 after a scandal broke regarding falsified submissions for Emmy Awards, which led to College Game Day getting 30 statues they never actually won." What?
That situation.
This is above my pay grade.
You didn't hear
they
about
got
that one?
30.
Yeah, but there's an asterisk on what that is. Because you get an Emmy Award, the hosts don't get one, believe it or not. So let's say this show was to win an Emmy Award. We wouldn't actually win the Emmy. Jared would win the Emmy. Dom would win the Emmy. Daniel would win the Emmy. All those people. So what he did was he would kind of like fudge names. So if the person's name was, I don't know, who's somebody on ESPN, you know, Andrea Kramer or whatever, it would say, like, Andy Kramer or something. That's what he did to change the name so that the talent would actually receive statues. That's why he did that. So is it something, I guess, moral to do? No. Is it, in the grand scheme of things, the worst thing in the world? No. In fact, it's kind of silly, and it's a really silly rule that they have. Now, there's this other stuff, which is completely different. As Brian types away now.
Yeah, I got to figure something out here.
At the very
okay, hold
least.
On a second. Here's my question for Lee Fitting, okay?
Yes.
So if you look behind me, I got a YouTube plaque, okay?
Yes.
We got for 100,000 YouTube subscribers. Which, by the way, when you're watching on YouTube right now, go and hit that subscribe button. Thank you.
Like and subscribe.
But anyway, they sent the plaque, and then there's like a little piece of paper that's like, if you want to order additional plaques.
Yes.
Like you want one for Mike, you want one for Dave, you want one for Vinny, you want one for Dom, whoever. Like it can be done that way. So you're telling me that this guy, like, there were Emmys, and he wanted to get these Emmy statues for the other people involved.
Yes.
And so he like, okay, here's my question.
Go ahead.
AliExpress, $85.12.
Go ahead.
AliExpress, $87.95. I mean, why couldn't he have just gone and bought like a bunch of replicas? Like, that was your solution to get everybody else an Emmy statue, was to fudge everything?
Brian, because they're replicas. It's like somebody getting a replica Super Bowl ring. No, you want to have the actual Tiffany or whoever makes these things. And it is kind of ridiculous that they have a separate rule for hosts and for the show. When it's not all about technical, when it comes to the show, it's about the overall show, which includes the host. So it's one of those silly things when it comes to the Emmy Awards that he was just trying to do a workaround so the people like a Laura Rutledge would get credit for her work on a show or whoever it would be.
Well, anyway, multiple people said they described to an HR official instances in which they believe fitting engaged in inappropriate conduct and or discriminated against women. Two current ESPN executives briefed about the result of the investigation said the findings gave the company little choice but to let fitting go. Fitting, through his spokesperson, declined to address why his employment was terminated by ESPN. No comment from WWE yet. We'll see if we get any.
I don't know if that now leads, because that was the big story about Fitting from before, and it made for a big headline, like, this guy falsified things. Then you looked at the story and you found it to be kind of like, this is kind of ridiculous technicality, kind of a dumb thing. Now, all of this adds some big layers on, and for ESPN, it's bad because ESPN's got a history of these sorts of things anyway. There's that book that's out, you know, Those Guys Have All the Fun, and they've tried to move past a lot of this, but there always seems to be something that takes place there. A Steve Phillips situation, there's always something that seems to take place. So that's bad for them in the environment that they've, you know, gotten. And then you look at where he went to WWE, that was trying to shed themselves of a lot of that stuff. And obviously, this is going to be a sticking point here when it comes to the media and how people perceive WWE and moving forward. If they have Lee Fitting over here, if he did those things, at the very least, what you can say about the things that you said were that he got way too familiar with his on-air talent. That's the least you can say about what they have. It could be worse than that. Maybe it's not. We'll have to find out, and it's going to be interesting to see how TKO now deals with that.
Well, we'll be back in a moment. And Dom, if you and Byline want to get me and Mike replica Marconis, I ain't going to complain. Ollie Express. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice next dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I cannot find a replica Marconi. I actually have to win one? Ridiculous.
They still give out Marconis?
Yeah, there's a 2024 Marconi winner. It happens.
I'll be damn.
Yes. Hey, listen, in the next segment, I should mention we got a special guest, Michael Kingston, on. Got a lot to talk about, including Bigfoot. I'll explain later. All right, last night's NXT. This was a classic example. A classic example of one of those shows where everybody starts emailing me, "Oh man, Brian's going to lose it. Did you see what they did to Javon? I can't believe it." And I watched and I was like, "Dude, that was awesome." Like, I got no problem with that whatsoever. Because he's in a feud now. So what happened was, well, you got poor what's his face? Ethan Page, he's all sad. Yeah. He's just losing right and left. And he's they're in Lowell, Massachusetts. You knew this was going to happen. Did anyone not know this was going to happen? Anybody? So he's in Lowell, and he comes down to the ring, and he has lost his smile, just like Shawn Michaels did in Lowell, Massachusetts, like 25 years ago. So he comes out, and he's all sad, and he's talking about his family. And, like, the fans aren't buying 1 second of this. They don't believe this guy for 1 second.
It's because he didn't get beat up by a Marine.
They're booing him, and he's acting like he's about to quit. And 35 years ago, am I that old? That wasn't 35. I wasn't 10. It was 1995.
You weren't 10 35 years ago, fool.
It was 30 years ago. Right? Anyway, the point is, out comes Javon Evans. And, man, is there a bigger Javon Evans fan than me? Clearly no one that works there is a bigger fan. So, like, this guy he's so great in the ring. He's got so much charisma that people love this guy. And they just, like, treat him like, anyway. You know what else this guy can do?
What's that?
His brother can cut a promo. Oh, my God. He comes out here and he does his promo about, you know what? You came here and all you did was brag and talk about your accomplishments. But you know what? That's not really you. I know the real Ethan Page. I saw the real Ethan Page at Heatwave. Not what you did in the match, but what you did after the match. You won that title and you looked at your family and you told them, "I love you." And not everybody can do that. That smile you had, that proud dad smile, that proud husband smile, the smile of a guy who just busted his you-know-what for 18 years to get here where he deserves to be. You deserve to be here. So from now on, you should drop that all ego. These fans here, they want to see the real you. And if nobody else here is going to say it, because they're not going to all say it, I am proud of you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I was crying. I was like, man, what a promo.
What a stupid baby face.
What a promo.
Oh, what a promo. What a promo.
Golly. And then Ethan takes the mic and he hits him in the face. And they did the blood gimmick. And man, I don't know if this guy, like, he hits Javon and Javon goes down. And so Ethan goes outside to get, like, a chair or whatever for the distraction so he can't see whatever. I don't know if they, like, slid him thing this big of cranberry juice. This guy had gallons of fake blood in his mouth. And Ethan puts his chair around his face and he stomps on it. And dude, I've been watching Mid-South and what's that guy's name?
Cowboy Bill Watts?
No.
Butch Reed. Magnum T.A.
Would you stop already?
Mr. Wrestling 2.
Well, shut up! He's the Asian guy, and he puts the thing on the guy's neck, and they all
Killer Khan.
No, Masao Ito or something?
Masao Ito,
anyway,
yes.
That's not what happened here. He pilmanized this guy's neck. Hey, you want to know a story?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you a story.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what happened here. Because, you know, Javon and I are spirit animals. Something similar that happened to Javon last night happened to me. So, this was probably 20 years ago. This is the opposite of medical advice. This is the opposite of medical advice. What I did, never do this, okay? So, what I was doing was I would go no carb for several days, and then I would have a carb up day, okay? So, you know, I was doing no carbs. Well, it's carb up day. So what I did was I got a whole bunch of Kool-Aid packets, straight pure sugar, and red number 5 or whatever it is, which is probably poisonous. So I made up this thing of Kool-Aid, a gallon of Kool-Aid. And the idea was I was going to go and do my last hard workout for the week, and then I was going to begin my carb up, and I was going to start by drinking a gallon of Kool-Aid.
Oh.
So I went in and I worked out because it was my last one before my carb up. I was, you know, I'm going to have this Kool-Aid. I'm going to eat donuts. This is the wrong way to do this, everybody, but I was young. So I went in there and I worked out real hard and I came outside and I was all ready for that Kool-Aid. And I started chugging Kool-Aid. Now, the issue was not just that I was chugging Kool-Aid, but for those of you that have ever worked out, you know, sometimes you have that workout where, like, you push it a little further, and you're, like, right on the verge of, you know, I pushed it so hard, I might throw up. So I cooled down, walked it off, got over that part where, you know, I may throw up. Well, then I started drinking that Kool-Aid, and I drank right in the parking lot. I drank, and 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 I drank. And I realized I made a real big mistake. And right there in the parking lot, I opened the driver's side door, and I vomited out a gallon of bright red liquid. I can't believe nobody called, like, the paramedics or got, like, the airlift thing coming in. It was probably the most horrific thing anyone had ever seen, if anybody saw it.
Tell this me guy had a white opened car up, and he got all over the side.
Opened up the door and just appeared to vomit a gallon of blood after working out at the gym. Well, this is exactly what Javon did. When they stomped that guy's face, he didn't just start spitting blood. He vomited red blood everywhere. And I watched that and I thought, if there's any child watching this program, that child will never be the same. They will never, never be the same after seeing him getting pilmanized and spewing blood everywhere. Bro, I have two kids. If Paisley saw that, it would be years of therapy.
Oh, my God.
Years of therapy to get over that one.
Jesus, don't show her the Cornette fireball on Ronnie Garvin or anything.
That's a fireball, dude. That's not vomiting blood out of your mouth after getting your neck pilmanized. So anyway, he's dead. They got rid of him, took him out of there. But I thought that was an amazing segment.
It was a great pro wrestling
not
segment.
Not going to lie.
Although you are way overstating the amount of blood you're acting as if he was vomiting blood.
It spewed it everywhere.
That was the thing. It was the splatter more than the amount of it and how he sold it. And it was very well done. It was very well filmed. But he is not like puking it up as if he's the kid from, what was it, the Possessed movie or whatnot. You know, and spitting out, spewing it out. It wasn't like that.
It was so graphic that, like,
Invader
when they,
3, like,
they quickly went to commercial, and I was like, they're going to come back, and they're going to show the aftermath. They are not going to replay that. And I was wrong.
Of course.
And he replayed it again.
C-dub, brother.
Golly.
Drama. Horror. You got to build it up. Trick Williams with thoughts and prayers. immediately in the promo following
he,
it.
Yeah,
so.
He should have. And speaking of Trick, the main event of the show, so Eddie Thorpe, he finagled his way in to that title match tonight in the great angle of NXT in 2024. And so I will say they're doing the match, and it's, so they only got like 12 minutes, even less actually. And there's a commercial break in the middle. And man, I got to say, they came back and I was like, this is the most nothing happening title match. Like, what a nothing happening payoff. I was like really disappointed. And then all of a sudden, the referee took a bump and Eddie hits a paradigm shift, steals Moxley's finish, and makes the cover, and he gets a 10-second visual pinfall. And I was like, well, I guess they got an out or whatever. And then another referee runs in, and Eddie hits two El Generico running kicks in the corner, stealing everyone's spots. He goes for the third one. He eats the Trick knee. Trick falls on top of him. You know how you guys are always like, oh, Sean's living out all his this or that and lost my smile and whatever? Nobody even noticed what this was. They had a very, very famous match with Shawn Michaels and Triple H. Might have even been like that hour-long match or whatever, but this was the finish where Shawn hit the super kick, fell on top of him, but he falls on top of him too far so his shoulders are on the mat. They did that exact same thing with Trick, and the referees both count a pin, and they declare them both the winner. And then they go to Ava, and as the show goes off the air, you know the show goes off the air with classic. Ava has to make a decision. I was like, oh, my God. I never read spoilers, but I was like, I got to figure out what decision Ava makes. Because they did the second taping afterwards. I'm like, it's got to be like the dumbest thing ever. Like, I'm giving you both a new belt or something. It's like, it has to be something stupid. She actually made the right call, which I won't spoil here. But, yeah, I thought overall that was a very good show. But we got Michael Kingston coming up, so we got to talk about that. That's coming up after the break. Observer Live.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Michael Kingston joining us here today. We got a lot to talk about. How you doing?
Doing good. We're in the final stages of this campaign, so just no sleep till the end.
I'm trying to tweet this out, but Twitter sucks. It's like not working right now. But I think it finally did go out. If you guys want to go to my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, my ex, we've got the link about how you can donate, how you can help support this, a Kickstarter. You and Gangrel have co-written a comic about a promoter who trains Bigfoot to wrestle in Portland in 1985 to save his family-owned promotion from bankruptcy. Is that correct? Oh, you went underwater. Try that again. Can you confirm that is correct?
Yeah, that is 100% correct.
Yes. Bigfoot is recruited. This could almost be a true story if there were like a Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying?
Sort of the time. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, I like all the territory stuff. You know, obviously Lawler does my covers. I spend a lot of time talking to him and, you know, whatever. So it really could be a real story. Like it's grounded against a lot of realities. Obviously names are changed, whatever. And it's not, you know, it's not a word for word retelling, but there's a lot of the factors that are sort of occurring, you know, in that time period that, you know, that sort of, you know, and then Bigfoot is the answer to everyone's problems. But, yeah, I try to write absurd things, but like keep the stuff authentic and grounded, as much as that sounds weird.
A thread of reality to Bigfoot being recruited, basically.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's basically, you know, it's Portland wrestling in 1985 and, you know, WWE's coming in and you've got drugs coming into to Portland. You've got, you know, outlaw companies. Everybody's kind of surrounding the company and, you know, what's this guy going to do to save himself? And, it's you know, he's gonna have, everybody thinks it's a guy in a suit, right? But it's really Bigfoot, and we open it with Bigfoot in rehab. So if that
excuse me, Bigfoot
kind of
Bigfoot is in rehab.
That's how we open it. So
okay,
give you any kind of an idea of what kind of story this is gonna be.
How did Bigfoot get in the business through like Terrible Ted the Wrestling Bear, or like did he approach Jesse Barr or Sandy Barr or something like? Is there an origin story in here on how Bigfoot broke into the business?
Yes, the first issue is the origin story of how it all comes to be, and that's and then we'll get into you know, the next couple issues will deal with the you know, what happens from there.
Now, did you or did Gangrel come up with the storyline here, or was this a joint effort?
This is a joint effort. Yeah, so you know, I do Tales from the Road, and the first time I met Dave, he was next to me at a Comic-Con, and I asked him if he wanted to do a story. He's like, yeah. He goes, let me just put, you know, one word in your brain. He's like, Bigfoot. And then we spent the whole rest of the show just kind of going back and forth about stuff, and you know, he was right next to me, so we just shoot ideas back and forth, and we had a pretty viable. I feel like we had a pretty viable story by the end of the first day. And it's just undergone some tweaking and whatnot, but we did like a 6-page little short story for this as like a, you know, years ago, and we had so much fun doing it. We're like, you know, we could make this a whole series. And then in 2019, there was an upstart comic book company. They were going to do digital comics with like sounds and effects and stuff to it, like almost motion comics, but not really. And they were going to pay us an absurd amount of money to be part of their launch. It was like all these like top tier comics guys. And then, you know, me and Dave doing this wrestling thing. Cause they, you know, unlike a lot of people in comics, they understood the wrestling crossover. And then they went out of business, or the investors all pulled out when the pandemic started, which is insane because that was your moment. You're doing digital comics. People are stuck at home, but
oh, they would have made a bank. Oh my God.
People with money are generally some of the dumbest people I know. Like with that kind of money. But, so unfortunately, so then it kind of sat for a little bit, and then, you know, we just kept talking about it. I see David shows all the time and stuff and text and whatever. And I was like, yeah, let's just do it ourselves. You know, I feel like it's had a ton of enthusiasm, you know, when I talk about it to people and stuff. So, we just figured we would give it a shot and, see if we could just build it ourselves.
So Gangrel obviously does a vampire gimmick. So, I mean, is he big time into the paranormal? I don't think I've ever interviewed the guy.
He is, yes. He's a big, I mean, big Bigfoot enthusiast, big, you know, paranormal.
Excellent.
Paranormal guy. So it's funny that I happen to have two books out right now that are co-created by guys with vampire gimmicks. So
That's right.
I have a Vampiro comic out too, yes.
Now, you know, I obviously do After Dark Radio. We have a paranormal show, which is moving to Sports Byline January 8th, everybody. And I learned a long time ago that there is a big crossover here. Wrestling fans and paranormal fans, I mean, like, I don't even pick the guests. Andrew Lutsky is my producer, and he picks the guests. And I think we've only done, like, four or five guests since I relaunched it. But, like, of those four or five guests, like, at least two of them, we ended up talking about wrestling afterwards because they were like big wrestling guys. I had no idea till it was over. So there seems to be a crossover here.
I mean, that's the hope. And I think it would be fun to maybe take a year and do, you know, I obviously do Comic Cons almost every weekend. I think it would be interesting to try to pepper in some Bigfoot festivals and stuff like that. I feel like it would just be a fun vibe to, you know, to just, I don't know, mix up the shows a little bit.
Well, hey, if you want to do Bigfoot conventions, I mean, I'm your man. I mean, literally there's one at least every month in this area up here. And they're shockingly big, actually. I guess not shockingly because I'm in the Pacific Northwest. But so this Kickstarter, I mean, is it ending today?
It ends tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern time. And we've got a lot of cool stuff. We've got four really cool covers. We have metal versions, like limited edition metal versions, and we've got a shirt and drink tumbler that have a really cool design that I'm very happy about. I feel like it's one of the coolest things we've made.
Yeah, I'm not really like a wrestling t-shirt guy. I have like none except ones that we make for the site. But I will say that this shirt here, with the Patterson Gimlin Bigfoot dragging a chair, and underneath it says kayfabe. That's right up my alley. I would wear that shirt. I would buy multiple, actually, of that shirt. So that's a good one. That's one you could wear anywhere, I think.
I agree. And that's like that design. Just, I don't know. I'm just working on it with Doug Hills, who does Tales from the Road with me, and we're just kicking around ideas, and then it's just one of those things where just sometimes things click and you're just like, oh man, how did I not see this before? But I was happy we came up with it.
Michael, for those people who are new to you, who were some of your artistic favorites, and did you grow up with comic books and wrestling magazines, or, you know, how did you end up getting to this point where things crossed over and merged for you?
I love them both right about the same time. The very first Saturday Night's Main Event was my entree into wrestling. George the Animal Steel was the man who made me stop flipping channels for a minute. And then I just bought comics off the spinner racks and stuff, and then I got super into it. And I realized that nobody ever made good wrestling comics. They just made, I don't know, like hacked out licensed things and stuff like that. And so then I started Headlocked Comics, and I started selling my books out of my backpack at wrestling shows, and just sort of built a grassroots thing. And been making comics for 15 years. I'm in the middle of 7 projects right now with ridiculous names. Our Vampiro series just got picked up for television development. The 3rd issue is out in stores today, by the way. But it's one of my favorite things. These 2 series are truly my favorite things that I've written. Just because I like a little bit of absurdity. I've been doing a little more straight laced stuff, so this is fun to be able to kind of dabble in some other genres.
Now you got 4 different covers right here, and you've got the, I presume, illustrators listed underneath. No Jerry the King Lawler. He didn't do a Bigfoot cover.
No, unfortunately, Jerry can't draw anymore.
Man, I was going to ask how he's doing. He can't draw at all?
I mean, not to his standards. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard for him to. I think he can draw, but I think he can't draw to the standards that he would consider acceptable. And I think it's just reinforces kind of what he's lost.
Yeah.
Not that he's lost a ton. I mean, I just spent a couple of weeks with him I spent a week with him in Memphis, and then we were in GalaxyCon Columbus a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, he's still fine. Like, he just can't draw. Like, when he was top tier, like 1%, grade A, whatever. And I think it's tough to lose that.
So if somebody didn't know about what had happened and they ran into him at a convention, I mean, would they not even think anything? It's just like, oh, he's doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, he's older, but I mean, yeah, he's fine. I mean, he's sometimes his words, like I think a lot of it, stroke survivors or whatever, his words are a little hard to come by sometimes. But I mean, that's been improving little by little since it happened. So, but yeah, it's just, he's a 75-year-old guy too. So,
well, yeah.
But I think for a 75-year-old guy, he's doing pretty good.
Well, you talked about a lot of the hustle that you had to go through to kind of build what you've been doing, and you've been able to cross over and work with a lot of folks and put out some really great work. I do have some here, from the times you've been on. Is there anybody that has approached you that you haven't had time to work with that you really would like to, or vice versa? Is there somebody that you have wanted to approach, but it's just a matter of timing?
I mean, right now I am up to my neck in projects, so I haven't really been able to think. I mean, and my brain doesn't stop thinking. I mean, I already have another sort of idea that I want to develop, but I have a volume 5 of Headlocked. I have volume 4 of Tales from the Road. Vampiro's got more issues. We got Bigfoot, and I'm working on I haven't announced it yet, but I'm working on a project with a WWE talent. I'm working on a bio comic too. So I'm running for my life. unfortunately, the changes that have happened in social media have made it so much more difficult for me. A lot of Kickstarter is through social media and just getting the word out and stuff like that. And I mean, like, we used to get like 75 to like 150 backers through Twitter links, and I think I have 11 right now. Like, I mean, it's just been throttled to death. Facebook is tough. I have a friend who's backed all of my Kickstarters who literally just heard, and I post about it on Facebook every day too, and he just saw it yesterday for the first time. So, one day before the end. So, I mean, everything's been throttled and then fragmented and stuff. So it's really hard to get in front of people like it used to be. And, I don't know. And then WWE just being such a monster and everybody's putting out so much content. Like, it's tougher for me as an independent to just, kind of get bandwidth sometimes.
Sure. Well, stand by. We'll be back in a moment to give it a plug. Wrestling Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Michael Kingston joining us. Headlocked Comics. We got a Bigfoot comic that is currently being funded for the next 18 hours. And Michael, let's get some plugs in about how people can find it and how they can help.
You can go to Kickstarter and just search Friday Night Bigfoot. It'll come up. We are in the last bit of the campaign. We need as much support as possible. We really got high hopes for the series, and a lot of these covers are only going to be available through the campaign. Obviously not the main cover, but the variants and stuff. So, you know, I've already had a couple of people sniffing around, Hollywood friends and stuff. So, you know, get in early, maybe it'll be worth something.
That actually, this would be an incredible film. This could be the Harry and the Hendersons of our generation. Remember that movie?
I mean,
that movie was horrible.
Yes.
This one would have to be better. But yes, everyone check it out. It's up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, and Headlock Comics as well. And, you know, even if a comic gets to the goal, I mean, you know, anything above that, it's still extremely helpful, right? We're not just trying to hit what the goal is and then be done with it.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I never ask for everything I need. I mean, anything we make extra just goes right back into the next book. It gets us ahead. Nobody gets into comics to get rich. I just want to make comics and, you know, do what I do and have fun. So it's, yeah, I guess pay my artist, pays my printer, you know, pays for the merch, and yep. And then we start with the next one.
All right, well, we're out of time. I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. You guys can check it out on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, Headlock Comics as well. Search Kickstarter And Michael, thanks so much for doing the show today. Thanks, everybody, for listening. The other Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.